Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
We have talked about food every single day since day one of Cruise Mornings. And that is not a lie. That is fact. We haven't actually checked, but we're like 95% sure that's true.
Sure.
When it comes to pasta, Stacy.
Oh, yes. Where do you start?
When you're done boiling the noodles, you're about to get to the sauce phase of the pasta making experience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you put the sauce in the pot or pan, depending on what you're making? Do you put it in with the pasta and mix it all up so every noodle is covered in sauce? Or do you put the noodles on the plate and then put the sauce over top of the pasta to make it look a little better?
Interesting question, Clayton. Honestly, growing up my entire life, my mom and dad made amazing spaghetti sauce. We had spaghetti lots, and it was always noodles separately, sauce separate, plunk the sauce on the noodles, and then eat.
It's the wrong way to do it.
I know, because honestly, just last year, Sean made this wonderful meal for Valentine's Day that specifically told you to make a sauce. It involved braising and simmering meat for hours, making a sauce, and then adding the noodles to the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And so we followed the instructions exactly, and you add that. But here's the trick, because that works, obviously, putting the noodles and the sauce together, mixing it up. What you're supposed to do, and this is like right from Italian grandmas in Italy, is you save some of your pasta water. So as you're draining your noodles, pour a bit of it into like a glass measuring cup. And while you're mixing your sauce and noodles together, add a bit of pasta water.
Oh, that's genius.
And it loosens everything up, and it gets all glistening and wonderful.
Because whenever you make like chicken Alfredo, fettuccine, chicken fettuccine Alfredo, Alfredo chicken fettuccine. Let's just go with
fettuccine
that.
Alfredo with
whatever,
chicken.
Whatever, okay? Whatever. Because it gets all like clumpy, right?
Yeah.
It gets like it's like one giant ball of mush. Mm-hmm. Adding the water would make it all separate. Whoa!
It's a game changer, honestly.
I was about to judge you for being an adult and not doing the mixing the sauce in the pot with the pasta thing. I was about to judge you for that, but I'm over here not adding pasta water to my pasta my entire life. So simple, but so genius.
First one is from Shane, Elton John, Rocket Man. Shane hears Rocket Man burning down the strings of hair alone. Okay, I don't even know if I have anything to say about
that. No.
Like nothing. Not the right lyrics. The actual lyrics, Rocket Man burning out his fuse up here alone.
The next one is from Mike. Prince's When Doves Cry. The simple ones are the best ones.
Yeah.
I just have to say that. Mike hears, this is what it sounds like when Doves cry.
This is what it sounds like when Doves cry.
Doves have a very different cry than, let's say, a Jason or
Steve.
So Steve's have a very, very specific cry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Same with Sebastian's. Sebastian's, you can just tell when a Sebastian is crying. We don't even want to get started on the Mark cry.
What does it sound like when Clayton's cry?
I'm so tough that I've never cried, so I guess we'll never know. Just kidding. I'm covered butter soft. the actual lyrics, this is what it sounds like when doves cry.
This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
The last one's from Ange, YouTube Mysterious Ways. Ange hears, you've been living underground, hidden from a cat.
Maybe,
what did that cat ever do to her?
Maybe it's a lion, okay? Don't judge.
I guess,
Don't judge. Cats can be scary.
Maybe she's horribly allergic to cats.
Very
and
true.
Needs to live underground to prevent an allergic reaction.
Can you imagine that's how far you took your allergic
Easy there,
allergy
Ange.
To cats?
There's pills for that. Anyway, the actual lyrics. You've been living underground, eating from a can. Also, why are you living underground eating from a can? Are you in a bunker?
Hey.
What's going on?
Some people are weird, Stacy. For the last 5 years or so, chip flavors have gotten out of hand. Looking at you, Lay's. Lay's always comes out with like 17 weird flavors a year. BLT, chicken and waffles. They have contests for it even. Like people give them suggestions and they're like, yeah, we will make a mac and cheese flavor of chips.
Or Philly cheesesteak.
Didn't they make a grilled cheese and tomato soup one too?
Like, there has been a bunch of them. And I like what they're doing. They're being creative for, you know, allowing chip fans to be involved and design their own flavors. That's kind of cool, but I don't know.
Pringles came out with a Baconator chip a few days ago.
Like a Wendy's Baconator?
The Wendy's Baconator.
Wow.
Chips now taste like a Wendy's Baconator. You could just go get a Baconator, or you can get chips that kind of maybe taste like it a little bit. That's the thing I don't like about these chip flavors. Like BLT flavored chips. If you really want a BLT, go get a BLT. Don't get the chips. Why? Like,
I think it's just kind of exciting. I don't know. I remember when
exciting?
I was younger, like chip flavors have been kind of, you know, I remember when I was in elementary school, they introduced like fries and gravy, roast chicken, and I think pizza. And our minds were just blown. It was like, oh my gosh, seriously? And it didn't taste like it.
The thing I don't like about these flavors, they're around for like 4 months and then they're out of our lives.
They come in like a shot out of the dark and you fall in love with them and then yeah, they're gone.
It's like you met your chip soulmate and the first two months everything's going great. You're like, oh man, I can't believe I finally found the one. And then the next 2 months you're like, oh, it's getting kind of stale. And not because I left the bag open, but just, I don't know, it's just, I'm a little sick of it. And then 2 months after that, they're gone. No note, no phone call, no text message, nothing. Just out of your life. Dumpville, population, you. That's what I don't like about these random chip flavors. I have trust issues with them. Because then 3 years later, they make a comeback, and they come back into your life like nothing ever happened. Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm back. How could you leave me? And you didn't even call once.
Like, it's like dating the McRib.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? What do they do when the music is playing? It's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
Do you want to hear my Google searches so far today?
I'm good, thanks.
All right, good talk.
Just kidding, of course I do.
Space techno for the space radio bit.
Yeah.
Does Finland have Subway?
They don't?
They do.
Huh.
And then how much money did Encino Man make in theaters?
And?
$40 million. Cost $7 million to make.
And that was a long time
Good
ago.
For Encino Man. That's a very underrated movie.
Oh, I love that show. Pauly Shore, come on.
When it came out, people hated it, did they not? Like, critics were just like, okay.
I don't remember. It was so long ago. But it had Brendan Fraser when he was ripped.
Exactly. So. Brendan Fraser can do no wrong.
That was Behind the Scenes on Cruise Mornings.
There's a spacecraft called Juno. It orbits Jupiter. And the other day, it found FM radio signals coming from one of Jupiter's moons. Not just radio signals. FM radio signals. It could have been like talk radio, AM radio. Nuh-uh. FM radio signals specifically. There's radio in space, Stacey.
That's interesting, Clayton.
I wonder what space radio would sound like. Wonder no more.
The Milky Way's best hits.
3, 2, 1. Zorb and Babble in the morning.
96.1. The
Nova. Good morning, Milky Way galaxy. Zorb and Babble's in the morning. Your space time is 7:82. Coming up on the show, your space topic for today. You get a space rock in your boot. Do you go back to space camp and get it out? Do you suck it up through the entire day? Lots of fun space chat on the show today, Babbles. But first, what's the space commute going to be like out there?
Zorb, just a heads up. For those of you on your space commute this morning, there is a Sirius asteroid cluster right near Jupiter and the third moon. So if you're heading in that direction, it's going to take you at least 300 nanoseconds longer. And if you see anything messy in the Milky Way, just use those telepathic powers and let us know.
Oh boy, sounds like if you can find a light speed zone, you might want to check that out, hey?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Taking a look at your space weather. 4.7 Kelvin. That's what it's going to be like out today for you humanoids out there. That's about 800 degrees Fahrenheit. So, yeah, might want to put on a jacket or eight. Tomorrow, it's going to be about 3.7 Kelvin.
Calvin, and then tomorrow, well, the day after tomorrow, huh, live space radio, am I right, Zorbs? Obviously, it's going to be about 5.7 Kelvin. Right now in the Milky Way galaxy, it's 3.6 Kelvin. Here's another song from the new duo, Klorp. It's Space Pants on 96.1 The Nova.
Boys and girls, I think you'll find that my pants will blow your mind. Look at my pants with the eyes in your face. My legs are covered in outer space. Space Pants.
This is easily
Space Pants.
The worst, stupidest thing we've ever done on Cruise Mornings. Top three, at least.
You know you're old when you get mad at a new cereal because it's too sugary and unhealthy. That's when you know you're officially old. When you see a cereal and you're like, well, that can't be healthy. That can't be a good start of the day meal. That's when you know you're old.
The thing is, when we were younger, there were some pretty unhealthy cereals out there too. Cap'n Crunch has been around for a long time. It is lots of sugar.
Can I just say, Captain Crunch, they came back with the Crunch Berries. Game changer.
Okay.
Game changer.
When I was younger too, Count Chocula, Boo Berry, and all of those other ones, not great for you.
See, there's a new cereal coming out. It's an Eggo waffle cereal, but it's chocolate waffles.
So tiny little chocolate waffles.
Tiny mini chocolate waffles. And I saw that and I'm like, well, that's just reckless. What happened to good old Shreddies and cornflakes? What happened to those cereals in the morning? And I'm like, wow, I sound like my dad. Because when I was 10 years old, I was only allowed to have sugar cereals on the weekends.
Oh, okay.
Because it was like a treat and I was supposed to have the non-sugar cereals during the week. The boring cereals. Cereals like Shreddies, Cheerios, All Bran, Corn Flakes. The All Bran just sat there for years. I swear,
All Bran.
We had the same box of All Bran for like 11 years at the Kroger household.
Just in case.
No one ever touched it, but I don't know why I'm getting mad at cereal now.
The ones I listed were kind of like the sugariest ones out there, and now there are like the Timbit ones that came out a little while ago.
Tim Hortons is coming out with a new cereal soon. It's like a cafe latte cereal. It's supposed to be like if coffee and the Timbit cereal made love and had a baby. That's what it would be like.
Okay.
I know, I'm not really sold on that either.
But I also feel like when it comes to cereals and even just food and snacks in general, we were just talking about chips. Snacks and food and cereal food have been around for so long that they're just, I think, running out of ideas.
Yeah.
So if it comes to chocolate flavored waffle cereal, why not?
You know what I think it is? It's the chocolate part. If I see a cereal that has chocolate in it, I'm like, oh, that's automatically unhealthy.
Yeah, cinnamon, honey, nuts, that sort of thing seems like a breakfast cereal, but chocolate,
I was just talking about Cap'n Crunch and the new Crunch Berries in the Cap'n Crunch. Guaranteed, Cap'n Crunch is just as unhealthy as this new chocolate waffle cereal, but because it has chocolate in it, I'm like, oh yeah, boss, so unhealthy as I eat my third bowl of super sugary Cap'n Crunch. Yesterday was the very first episode of Jeopardy without Alex Trebek.
Yeah, Alex Trebek's last show aired on Friday. That was the last one he recorded before he passed away in November of last year. And so Ken Jennings, holy smokes, talk about pressure. Stepping into the shoes of Alex Trebek. Of course, Ken Jennings has a really personal tie to the show. Imagine his first episode on the show. Oh my God, I'm on Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
Smart guy, went on to win a ton of money and was basically crowned the smartest guy ever. And now he's filling in for Alex Trebek. Like, what a crazy transition for him. But also, he had a really sweet tribute when he came on for the show yesterday.
You know, sharing this stage with Alex Trebek was one of the greatest honors of my life. Not many things in life are perfect, but Alex did this job pretty much perfectly for more than 36 years, and it was even better up close. We were dazzled by his intelligence, his charm, his grace, really. There's no other word for it. Like all Jeopardy fans, I miss Alex very much, and I thank him for everything he did for all of us.
You can hear him choke up there at the end.
So sweet.
How many times have you watched that video this morning?
I have watched it 3 times, and I have cried 3 times.
Just sobbing too on the air. We talked about this the very first thing we talked about this morning.
I was crying.
Stacey started to cry on air, and I always panic when girls start to cry, so I had no idea what to do. I'm like,
well, just keep going. Crying's normal. Everyone does it.
I don't know. Do you want food or something? Whenever people cry, that's always my go-to. Do you want like a lasagna?
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.